This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and in this segment, we're talking with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society, and before the break, we were talking about the fabulous event that you all, I know, are going to go to out in Grand Ledge this Saturday, September the 17th, which is the Run and Walk for the Animals. Julia, when people go out there, realistically, how many hours can they expect to be entertained? What should they bring? I mean, what can you tell people who haven't been there before how to prepare themselves for it?
Well, we'd recommend you show up fairly early because the parking gets really tight. It's a huge event and tons of people come out. So it's better to show up a little earlier so you can easily park and easily get into the event. Sometimes when people show up later in the day, it becomes a little bit of a nightmare. So arrive early. The event starts at 9:30, so you can be there several hours. It's all really about what you want to get out of the experience. But between the activities going on and the actual run and walk portion and the breakfast we're serving, I might expect you to be able to entertain yourself and your family and your dog, of course, for several hours or more.
Wow. How do you beat that? Not only do you have great entertainment for the family, but the dog is even exercised.
That's right.
You're just accomplishing everything that any good family could want.
That's right.
Fantastic. Julia, and besides this event, what else is going on out at the Humane Society? Because you guys obviously are involved in a great many things.
Sure.
What's going on for this fall?
Well, really this fall, we're going to be celebrating a really monumental moment for our shelter. We have been in the community for 75 years now, so we're celebrating our 75th anniversary serving the animals in the Lansing community. So people are going to start to see some indications of that. We're going to be holding kind of a kickoff adoption event where all the animal adoptions are $75 off, and that will happen near the end of October. So you'll be seeing and hearing more information about that coming up. But we'll be having some events, and we'll be kind of putting that message out to the community. I think it's important for people to know we're a Lansing-based organization. We were founded by a very caring and loving, someone who loved animals here in Lansing, and actually started the shelter out of her home. And then we moved to Sunset Avenue, where we had a small shelter, and then about 20 years ago moved out to our current location on Grand River. So as an organization that's grown up with our community, I think it's really important that we celebrate that and people understand that we're a private organization started here in Lansing to serve the animals in Lansing.
Wow. And right today, what's going on at the Humane Society as far as are you full, and what's the this year's status of our animals in our community? Things getting better? Things getting worse?
Well, you know, I'd have to say that things aren't noticeably better this year than they have been in years in the past, which is a little frustrating. The economy certainly forced a lot of owners to make tough decisions. We've seen a lot of animals surrendered for people who are moving out of the state, foreclosure. So, you know, in terms of the big picture and how things look for the animals in our community, it's not as great as we'd like it to be. We'd like to see every year an improvement in the number of animals surrendered and to feel like we're definitely, you know, making a huge impact. And I think the economy is affecting everyone, including the animals. So right now we're full of dogs and cats and kittens and puppies. The cats and kittens are our biggest problem. And this is kitten season. Yeah. We've talked about that before.
Right.
Any shelter you call today, they're going to be full on cats, and people get frustrated in the community because they call and they feel like there's no place to take their animals. And the community needs to understand how frustrated we are, too, because when we're full, it's tough for us, too.
Right.
It's not a place we want to be either. We don't want to be full on any given day, but it seems that the need is great.
Yeah.
And solutions are tough.
And some of that solution, you guys at least have been proactive.
Right.
We have a spay-neuter clinic not far from not far from the Myers over there on South Lansing.
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I don't think we can talk enough about that. If there's even three more cats out there that come there and are spayed or neutered from the show, I think we're doing our job. So maybe you could chat that again.
Sure. And we just completed we just surpassed our 3,000th surgery out there. So we've done 3,000 plus animals at the new location, and we opened mid-February. So after about 6 months, we've done 3,000 and more animals.
How would that have been compared to previous years?
At our current shelter location where we used to do spay-neuter, we could do a maximum of 2,500 publics every year. So we've already surpassed what we could do in a year's time, in six months. So we more than doubled our capacity by opening this new location, and it couldn't have happened at a better time looking at the state of animal welfare in our community. So it's doing very well. We really encourage people to think about spay neuter. I know you hear it and people preach it, but it couldn't be a more important time to get those cats and kittens done, especially, and certainly your dogs as well. And we're still running the On the Family special. So what that means, if you bring mama cat in, the charge for her spay is $50, and then each kitten is done for just $10 each. So you can get the whole family spayed and neutered for a very reasonable rate. And we're going to continue that at least through September because the need is still really high. And there's lots of kittens out there. We're seeing lots of kittens.
Do you have several veterinarians on staff there, or how do you go about doing that?
We have three licensed veterinarians who perform surgery each day. So depending on any given day, it depends on the number of surgeons out there. But we also have licensed technicians on staff, too. So in terms of the staffing, it's very, very highly staffed.
Yeah, so I assume that the revenue that the people give you for their spay neuters doesn't come close to covering the overall cost.
You know, it's one of those things where we have to do it as a service to our community. We're reacting to the need in the community by providing this service. And it's one of those things where it's part of our mission, and we can't solve the problem. And I know people hear spay and neuter and it kind of goes in one ear and out the other because they've heard it so much. But the reality is that it's not getting better in our community and that we had to do something to make that impact.
And I hope maybe just listening to the show, you know, you have these different events coming up, and, you know, people need to in the community, if they have a heart and they have a will, you know, get involved, come out to these programs, because I noticed when you did the big gala back in April.
Right.
The fur ball.
The fur ball.
I'll repeat that. That way, see, if I forget, everybody repeats it, and then everybody hears it, and it's like top of mind that way.
Good job. Yeah,
it's a strategy.
Rick Prue's psychological games at work.
I'm fantastic. So next year's fur ball, I mean, there's got to be people out there listening. There's definitely a large part of the community that wants to help, and I think more can help as best they can. But I'm just amazed when I do come to these galas how professional the whole organization is. So my hat's off to you again.
Thank you.
I hope this spay-neuter clinic continues to, you know, rescue us from this very difficult situation that we put ourselves in as a collective group.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nationwide problem. It's certainly not a Lansing problem by any stretch. But but we really feel strongly we've got to do something about it. And it's up to the people in the community. I mean, we can't come to your house and get your cat. And even if you're well-intending, not until you take that animal in are you really going to make a difference. And it's so important.
Well, and that's the thing that a lot of people just don't understand, that, Rick, we talked about in a previous show, cats, they want to have kittens, and they're pretty much going to do everything they can to have kittens unless you get them spayed or neutered, period.
Two litters a year. They each have 2 litters a year, and that's a lot of kittens.
Absolutely, and that's where the problem comes in.
That's right.
So it is so important just to understand that you're not doing a disservice to your animal.
Right.
Their personality is still there. All that you're doing is eliminating all of this overpopulation in the cat community, where it creates a lot of ethical dilemmas. Rick, I think back to a couple weeks ago when we interviewed the young lady who was running the shelter for cats with feline leukemia that are going to die. And yet you've got all of these cats that are very healthy and can't find a place. So it creates a quandary of problems. And Julia, we recognize that you guys are doing your best to deal with them, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and if people can't, I mean, if you truly can't afford, we run a discounted rate. So certainly, and we try to make our spay neuter services very affordable to everyone. But if you feel that you can't afford to pay for surgery at all, please call us still, because we do have grants sometimes and services available, so we can provide no charge surgeries in certain situations. So please don't hesitate because you feel like it's going to be a strain on you. We'll try to work something out and get it done for you.
Fantastic.
Are there other community support services that you have out there on a day-to-day basis, whether it's assistance on people learning how to train their animal or work with their animal or prevent problems or kind of a preventative approach? Is there much opportunity there if I'm a dog or cat owner that can seek some help or advice if I need some help?
Well, certainly. I mean, we offer a lot of services, and we are well connected with a lot of other organizations that offer services, too. So if you're having problems with your pets, whether it's you're struggling to keep your dog because of behavior issues, or you've just become overwhelmed with the number of animals and you can't feed them, it's always good to check with us, because if we don't have a resource available, we probably can refer you to somewhere that does. I mean, we have a pet food bank. We have a behavior hotline. We have our pet fair services, which are community-based basically little vet clinics that we set up in the community for people who can't afford vet care. So there's lots of things that we can do to provide, you know, either temporary or long-term assistance for people who are struggling in any capacity with their pet. And if we can't help you, we'll try to find you someone that can.
Well, then it sounds like what everyone needs to do is to come out and support the Capital Area Humane Society at the event, the Run and Walk for the Animals, on September 17th in Grand Ledge in Fitzgerald Park. Julia, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with us about it. And frankly, thank you for everything that you do. You're really someone who makes a difference in this community, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Well, and Rick, we've run into our usual problem again. We're just out of time, just when it gets really interesting, and I'm coming up with a whole bunch of stupid questions that we need to go through and talk about, but we can't. So on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruse, and my producer, Rich Hurl, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend. We'll see you next week for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Welcome.